Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
You're so cute.
Welcome to another episode of Learning ABCs.
All about them cryptids.
That's right. All about them cryptids. That's ABDC.
No. The dem is silent.
Silent dem. Okay. How are you? We are here. Yeah, so you said you're doing fine. That's good. I am super tired.
Why are you tired?
Because I've been up since 5:50 a.m. and I had to drive 2 hours and 40 minutes to and from work today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were up all night with cryptids.
No, I told you the true answer. Anyway, how would you say your arachnophobia is?
I'm okay with spiders. I mean, they're not allowed to live in my house, but you're not scared of them.
You're not scared of them? You're not scared of them yet.
Oh, God. This is no bueno, because spiders do live in our house.
Yeah. Well, this is a cryptid spider.
Oh.
Yep. It's
like
called,
from Harry Potter?
Actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's about giant spiders.
I'm afraid.
It's called...
Remember when I said I didn't have arachnophobia?
Yeah, I know, because you always make me, like, kill spiders for you and stuff. And
that is not true. I only make you kill them where they're up on the ceiling and I can't reach them. And it would be treacherous for me to stand on a table or something to kill them.
Okay. I mean, listen, you're the queen of doing ridiculous, dangerous things that are pointless.
What?
I don't know why getting on a chair to kill a spider is one of them. You've tried to set our deck on fire.
Oh, stop. You've done willfully misunderstanding.
You've tried to set me on fire using the grill.
Nope.
Yeah. Our friends have proof of it. I mean, they don't have the proof, but they're witnesses, so they're the proof, technically. Anyway, this cryptid is known as... Oh, by the way, I'm Ryan. And the cryptid over there is Dawn.
Hola.
It's called... Now, it's a weird pronunciation, so we might have to, like, you know...
Edit this?
No, just, like, work our way around it. It has another name, but anyway... I'm going to try the pronunciation. I heard it online, and there was a little pronunciation guide thing, and it's called the Chibafofi.
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 Yeah, you got to do that with your head.
Oh, okay. Chibafofi.
There you go. Yeah, you got to.
Oh, man. You should see this.
We look like those things on Sesame Street that are like, what, yip, 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 oh. Yip. That's what we look like when we're doing that, when you say Chibafofi. So it's also known as the Congolese giant spider.
Oh.
They're a type of spider-like cryptid, which is said to inhabit the forest of the Congo, possibly representing a new species of arachnid.
Most of them, they're friends with gorillas?
Well, no.
Why not?
Do gorillas live in the Congolese jungle?
Yes. Am I thinking
Are you
of
sure
anacondas?
Of that? Do anacondas live in the Congolese jungle? Where do you think the Congo is? Let's break this down.
Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, gorillas definitely live there.
Where do you think that anacondas live?
Well, anacondas, I believe, live in South America. So in
Correct.
The Amazon.
Correct.
But as soon as you made me doubt myself about the gorillas in the African Congo, then I thought, well, maybe it's the Amazon. But I was right the whole time, as I usually am.
No, you weren't. You said, what was I going to say? You said anacondas, and they don't live.
No, I know, but first I said gorillas in the Congo. I was right to begin with. I only misspoke because you made me doubt myself.
I'm more familiar with the North American ape.
Oh, God. Just go on.
So,
Your mom.
You guys, you know my mom. You let her live in my house for 3 weeks.
It was delightful.
So anyway, most of the many anecdotal tales describe the spiders digging a shallow tunnel under tree roots and camouflaging it with a large screen of leaves. Then they create an almost invisible web between their burrow and a nearby tree, stringing the whole area with a network of trip lines. Some hapless creature, soon to end up on the menu, will trip the line, alerting the spider. The victim will then be chased into the web. This type of predatory behavior is similar to that of several species of trapdoor spider.
Also, Coraline's mom, like the other mother, in that weird inner hallway dimension.
Yeah, she's probably
a cryptid.
Yeah, oh, other mothers are cryptid, just like your mom, because she's the other mother.
Hey now.
What? So although explorers, missionaries, and natives had long told of seeing these massive spiders in the depths of the African jungle, perhaps the report that most thrust the Chaba Fofi into the spotlight was a sighting made by a Reginald and Marguerite Lloyd in 1938 and chronicled by cryptozoologist George Eberhardt.
Hmm. Right, white people in Africa. Now I believe them.
According,
I was obviously being sarcastic.
Were you?
Yeah, no, I was.
This podcast is canceled. What?
Donnie,
stop. Ugh. According to the account, the Lloyds were exploring in a remote region of what was then known as the Belgian Congo when they spied a dark shape skitter out from the underbrush and across the road in front of them. At first, the couple thought that it was merely some sort of cat, monkey, or other common jungle animal
and stopped their truck
to avoid hitting it and let it pass. It was then that it became apparent to the horrified explorers that the creature was, in fact, a gigantic spider with a purported leg span of at least 4 or 5 feet.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Before either of the startled eyewitnesses could get a camera or even really overcome their shock at seeing such a nightmarish sight, the spider had already scampered into the thick brush on the other side of the track and was gone. Mrs. Lloyd was reportedly so upset by the incident that she demanded that they return home in Rhodesia at once. But she just like noped.
She's my kind of gal.
Yeah, they were in that car and she Liz Lemoned like nope
and shut it down.
And they get like Keystone Cops like just backed up really fast, like it was the film was sped up. It was like what would you do?
I would have also shut it down.
Yeah, I think I would have too. I would have been like, I might have screamed.
I think only because like it was a spider. I think if it had been like a panther or something, I would have been obviously afraid to die.
Right.
But.
Well, it's a different kind of fear.
Yeah.
Like if it had been like a jungle cat or mm-hmm. something like that, like I would have been like, oh, dip.
Thank you, Jason.
You know, like I like seriously, it would have been like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. Like, nope.
Yeah.
But a giant spider.
Oh God, this is what nightmares are made of.
Is literally a different type of fear.
Its legs are probably hairy. Ugh.
Well, that's the thing is that most of these reports report a tarantula-esque looking spider. Yeah. Not, but I mean. Does that make it any grosser? Like if it was like a black widow, like a smooth, like black, is it really scarier if it's hairy?
Well, it's certainly not a cuddly teddy bear. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but is it scarier?
I don't know.
Right. Like I feel like a giant, a spider with 4 foot.
All right. Well, why don't you donate to our Patreon and then we will take a trip to Africa and look for both hairy and hairless spiders. And I will tell you my gut reaction to both.
Okay. You better set up this Patreon because you keep bringing it up.
How do, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just send money to me.
Just send money to you. P.O. Box money. At www.anytownusa. All right, yeah, that was a mix of an actual address and a web address.
That's the world I live in.
So, another report of giant spiders comes from Uganda. During the 1890s, when an English missionary named Arthur Symes was exploring along the shores of Lake Nyasa. As Symes and company were trekking along, several of his porters allegedly became hopelessly entangled in a network of webbing that hugged the ground and was too strong to break with any means they possessed. It was not long before at least two giant spiders with leg spans of around 4 feet across pounced upon the ensnared men and bit them.
No.
Before
Wrong.
Before Symes was able to drive them off with his pistol. Moments after being bitten, the porters were reported to have become feverish and delirious. Their extremities swelled up considerably and death followed shortly.
Well, yeah, they got bit by a venomous spider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a giant venomous spider.
Oh, no.
You know how terrible it is to walk into, like, a spider web of any size? Imagine if you were just like, well, and you're all like, oh.
Trek.
Right.
All trek.
Should we stop for some tea, then? Awesome. And he's like, what a jolly good idea. Tea and prayer. Because he's a missionary. Oh, it's my favorite time of day. And then, like, so he's, like, looking behind him, and he's like, what's this? A web. My arm is stuck. Now my other arm is stuck. and then like shaking it, which is like only then further alerting the spider.
Oh no! Oh, that's right.
That, yeah, and just like, they're shaking. They're like, "My good man, what is this manner of webbery?"
Oh no, this is terrible.
So yeah, so
oh, I feel very claustrophobic.
Famous naturalist and cryptozoologist William
Steve Irwin.
He's not a cryptozoologist. This isn't just the Dawn Blurts Out Non Sequiturs podcast.
It wasn't a non sequitur. He is a Steve Irwin. Cryptozoologist.
No, he's not. He's not even alive.
Well, I mean, neither is this guy you're about to talk about.
Yeah, but
what a joker.
When he was alive, he actually might still be alive. This guy, William J. Gibbons. Anyway.
Can we go visit him?
No, because he doesn't like it when people just shout random words
at him. Obviously, I wouldn't shout random words at him. He's a respected cryptozoologist.
Anyway, he is hunted.
He was? Wait, what'd you say?
He has hunted.
Oh, he has hunted.
For what some may think may be a living Congolese dinosaur.
What?
Called the, and again, I don't know how to say this, and we'll approach this on a future episode. So here's a little like teaser trailer for another episode. So a living Congolese dinosaur called the Moke Membe.
Something like that. That means your mom.
On his third expedition in search of the creature, he came upon natives who related their experiences with giant spiders. He shared his experience with readers upon his return to Canada. On his this third expedition to Equatorial Africa, yeah, that makes sense. I took the opportunity to speak of the Chaba Fofi, which is giant or great spider. They have described a spider that is generally brown in color with a purple mark on the abdomen. They grow to quite an enormous size with a leg span of at least 5 feet. The giant arachnids weave together a layer made of leaves, similar in shape to a traditional pygmy hut, and spin a circular web, said to be very strong, between two trees with a strand stretched across a game trail.
Oh, man.
These giant ground-dwelling spiders prey on the diminutive forest antelope, birds, and other small game. They are said to be extremely dangerous, not to mention highly venomous, Gibbon states. The spiders are said to lay white, peanut-sized eggs in a cluster, and the pygmies give them a wide berth when encountered, but have killed them in the past. Giant spiders were once very common, but now are a rare sight.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, people think it that might just be, like, encroaching society on their stees.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Because if you grew up only knowing of, like, domesticated house cats, and then you saw a tiger, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So this makes sense.
Exactly.
All right. So far, 10 out of 10 venomous fangs.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there were some other sightings that weren't necessarily in Africa. We can go into those, too. But they're...
Were they in England?
A lot of... I don't think so. I think it's too cold in England for giant spiders.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, all those ABCs will just eat the spiders anyway.
True.
It's a supernatural ABC's favorite snack.
Oh, well,
giant spider.
Actually, you're correct.
Yeah. Some people, like skeptics and like debunkers and stuff, think that people are misinterpreting this as some sort of, I forget what they said that it was. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. I apologize for being a poor podcaster. But it's some kind of crab. And it's like it's the largest crustacean in the world.
Okay, well, but still, I mean.
Yeah, the problem therein lies is that.
What about the webs, though?
The webs and like all these jungle crabs?
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't really add up. They're in the jungle.
And like, why would I be like, oh, of course, a giant crab, but a giant spider is crazy.
There you go. Sorry, I had to, once again, Dawn had the mic pointing basically directly in the air. It's going to be every day with you. So here are some other sightings. There are also many reports of giant spiders in Venezuela.
Makes sense. It's also a jungle.
About 10 years ago, Monster Quest went down there to see if they could catch one alive or at least on camera. But after only about 3 days of searching, they weren't able to find one. They did interview a lot of people in remote villages, and every single person within these villages believed that these huge spiders did in fact exist.
Hmm.
One man claimed that when he was young, he saw a huge tarantula-like spider attack and kill a dog.
Oh my God.
Then it dragged it back into the jungle. He estimated that if this spider would have been capable of standing on its back legs, it would have been about as tall as a human. In another village, people believe that a spider not that long ago was responsible for abducting and killing a child.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, spider gotta eat.
I mean...
Spider
I guess
eat.
It's like when the dragons killed and ate that child, but oh hey.
Hold on a second. We'll pause. So yeah, spiders gotta eat sometimes.
Oh, it's a shame.
This is one. This one's kind of funny. This is actually in England. You
I
get
knew
your
it.
English spider.
Yes.
All right. So this is a very dapper spider.
Was he wearing a monocle?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Everyone in England is required to wear a monocle once they turn 7. In 1948, a man named William was walking to church with his family and his monocle one night when he and his wife and their 3 sons, all in monocles, saw a huge spider run across the road right in front of them. They all stated that the spider was so big that it was about the size of a wash tub. And after this out of the world encounter, they never walked to church ever again.
Well,
another very interesting sighting.
I mean, that's the lesson I also would have learned, but
another very interesting sighting happened in England in 2001.
Oh, that's recently.
When a woman named Sheila was driving along.
That's not an English name. Go ahead.
When a woman named Sheila was driving along Nottingham Stone Bridge Road. And while she was driving, she saw something moving in the distance. And at first she thought that it was a hedgehog walking towards her, but she soon realizes that it was no hedgehog, but a huge spider. And she claimed that she did get a pretty good look at it before it ran away. And the spider's body was about as big as a small dog. If you combined its body with its legs, she believed it could have been about 3 feet long. Which is a pretty big spider.
It is a pretty big spider. May I suggest that in more recent times, potentially even 48 when William and his monocle-wearing family, but definitely with Sheila.
Last name Peanut. William Peanut.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Robotics.
You think it was a robot spider?
It could have been for Sheila, in all seriousness. Like, because I could probably build a robot spider and walk it across the street at nighttime and scare somebody. In fact, where's my phone? I'm going to Amazon a robot building kit right now.
A robot spider building mm-hmm. kit.
And I'll okay. walk it across the street
at
and
night.
Scare you.
And scare me.
That's my goal.
Okay. It's good to have goals, even if they're absurd and
they're not absurd.
Idiotic.
I am a roboticist.
And it's not even the word. But I believe the word is robot maker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a robot on your shirt right now.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a cassette tape. But it was a robot. Well,
this is the worst podcast. I think if anyone is still listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. And I apologize.
They know what they were getting into.
No, they didn't. This is the worst podcast. Not even just of the other podcasts that we have done together as ABCs.
Oh, no, you mean
but
of
I mean
all in the world.
Of
yeah,
all of the podcasts
yeah.
that have ever been,
yeah.
this is the worst one.
Yeah, we've never been trying to mislead anybody about that.
No, I've been trying to mislead a couple people, I think. I think I have. Anyway, so, yeah, this will be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I guess, you know, they can't all be an hour long or whatever, because that's all, unless you
oh,
have
man.
Anything else to say about giant spiders.
I'm just afraid now that in our woods we're going to see a giant spider.
I mean,
I'm
the
afraid.
Thing is that sometimes even, remember when we used to get that spider that would make
yes.
the web out front of our back deck door?
Oh my God, it was the worst.
And it was like a huge web, and it was a pretty big spider. I mean, it wasn't 3 to 5 feet big, but it was pretty,
it was
big.
Pretty big,
and it was pretty gross and terrible, and it was an orb weaver, I believe. And yeah, I couldn't imagine like the lady in the first story that was like, nope, and like just drove away. Like I do that when I see the orb weaver outside of on our deck, and I'm just like, nope. I do leave him though. I let him.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you know he's not in my house. He
yeah,
can live.
He's technically not in our house, but he's very close yeah. to being in our house.
Yeah, he's and not if, allowed in my house.
And if I ever walk
you
into
know what,
that
Ryan?
Web,
if the orb weaver ever comes in our house. I will come get you to kill it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, all right, Ryan, you're the spider killer. I admit it.
Yeah. Well, you should be admitting it already. But
well, not.
That's fine. So you think that, so what do you think about these spiders?
Yeah, I believe they could exist.
Yeah, I believe they could exist too. Because it's funny, we'll get into this. I have an episode planned already and researched out that's like real cryptids. Remember we talk about that every time?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that you mention like gorillas, because technically gorillas were once a cryptid.
I mean, it makes sense in the same way that, really, you know, your beloved Bigfoot is a cryptid.
Well, they didn't know that they existed. But like fairly recently, like in the early like 1900s is when we discovered gorillas, even though natives and stuff, because they're so deep in the jungles and the mountains. And I guess that's also why like gorillas in the mist and like they like were like, oh, we need to research these like primate things, because they're pretty reclusive creatures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're not like, hey.
They don't have time for our nonsense.
They don't have time for our nonsense. Just like I don't have time for your gorilla nonsense.
You mean my monkey business?
No, I mean your gorilla nonsense. Because monkey business is manageable. You can manage monkey business, but gorilla nonsense is on a higher scale.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm getting at now?
I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says gorilla nonsense.
Yeah, Dawn's gorilla nonsense. And it's going to be a picture of you. Well, we'll have to
soften my features.
Yeah, we'll have to slim you down and soften your features to get you to be gorilla proportions. But yeah, no, I think that especially because I think usually is it like, I don't know, because I'm no zoologist, cryptozoologist. I don't even play one on TV. I would imagine that if it's a giant spider, because you know how spiders lay like thousands of eggs? Like I would imagine that a giant spider wouldn't lay thousands of eggs.
Why not?
Because it's big. So the eggs are bigger. So like, don't usually bigger creatures lay less eggs than littler ones? Isn't that usually like the way, like you don't ever hear like, you know, whatever, like, I'm trying to think of something big that lays eggs, but they're like, you know, it lays 4,000 eggs at a time.
Yeah, I guess
like,
you're right.
You know, like, chickens don't lay 4,000 eggs at a time.
No.
And I don't think that these spiders would just do one egg, but because it said it is in a cluster, but maybe, you know, right.
But, you know,
20,
you would
50.
Think, right. You would think that if they laid as many eggs, like, proportionately to, you know, little house spiders, we would see more of them, even if they were an endangered species.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. Sure.
Well, I mean, it's just science.
It's just science. It's just like this entire podcast.
Hey, we forgot to give a shout out to Tim in our last one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, maybe we'll do shout outs to Tim whenever we remember to do shout outs to Tim. Tim.
Hi, Tim. I hope you like my gorilla nonsense. Tim is definitely pro gorilla nonsense.
I hope that this podcast becomes huge, and then all of the reviews are like, just like, that girl's got to go. I hope that's what happens.
That's mean spirited.
I mean, people on the internet are pretty mean.
Well, yeah, but
not to you.
Well, I wouldn't care to read their filthy commentary. I just hope that only Tim listens to this podcast. That's my hope.
Okay.
I'll be like, damn, Tim, thanks for contributing so much to my Patreon. Maybe I'll take you to England with me.
Tim is from Capes and Scales podcast. You're listening to this probably.
Tim knows where he's from.
You're probably listening to this on his feed. And I think it's time for us to go. This has been
the worst
episode of this podcast.
I've had it rather a good time. Thank you for inviting me.
Chaba Fofi.
Chaba.
Chaba.
Bye, love you.
Fofi.